Well, I have to say, I was looking at the forecast, and I was hoping there was going to be a little bit of snow in the forecast, unusual for me, because I know that Larry says that our tracking conditions are so great. Right now, we've got a slippery crust on the snow, and any four-leggeds that are trying to get around out there on the snow are slipping and sliding, and it may be amusing to watch a little bit as long as nobody gets hurt, but there really aren't any tracks to look at. Hey, Larry, good morning. Larry, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was just remarking that there's no snow in the forecast, so we can't get better tracks. And the slippery crust means that four-leggeds are sliding all over the place, but you kind of have to be there to watch them because you can't really see it from there's really not a lot of evidence in the snow or the ice.
Yes, yes.
So that's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's my insight for the day.
I think I mostly agree with you. The tracking is a little bit limited right now. What we need is some new snow on top of the old crusty stuff. It doesn't have to be much. We just got not even an inch of snow. It would get some. But there are critters that do sink through and leave tracks. Deer tracks I see virtually every day, and they are breaking through the crust. Some of the canines might be big enough to do the same thing, but for the most part, you're absolutely right. They can move across the top of the crust, and I envy that because in most cases, human beings don't move across the top of the crust very well. We are one-third of the way through the wonderful month of January, and yes, we are above normal in temperature and way below normal in snowfall. We did get a couple inches of snow, but the forecasted stuff for last weekend did not turn out to be snow for us. You know, the Weather Service forecasted it, but if you looked entirely at the forecast, the system was possibly going to be going north of us, and that's what happened. And also, that temperature was right at the freezing. So we did get plenty of precipitation. That's the only statistic that we are up to about normal. So we did get plenty of precipitation. We just did not get the snow. So, yeah, put that all together, and we do have some icy covers. I was out and about in a number of places this past few days, and I noticed ice covered along streets, ice covered along sidewalks, and so forth is kind of the typical thing right now. Yesterday, we had a almost normal day of winter. I thought it was just a spectacular winter day. The high of 18, the high of 20 and the low of 2. Well, the normal high right now is 19 and the low is 1. So, pretty good. Anyway, other things of note. I hope you were out early this morning to see the terrific show that we are now getting in the southeast sky. Venus is just beautiful, and then Jupiter is coming on the scene as well. We are in for just a terrific sighting. You got to have clear mornings to see it, and yeah, the clear mornings in January tend to be cold, but that's all right. It's worth it. Evenings, same thing. Sunrise and sunsets in winter are just spectacular. They tend to linger. They tend to last long. The sun is at a low angle, and boy, they are just great. Well, at dusk, we are also getting the crescent phase of the waxing moon right now. And that, of course, will continue to get bigger. Days are getting longer, and next week, the 16th, we will reach 9 hours of daylight for the first time in a couple of months. And so, yeah, the days will continue to get longer for those who like to see such things. At the bird feeders, I get the usual same 7 that show up every day. It sounds kind of boring, but, boy, I am sure glad to see them. And then every so often, we get an influx of a few others. I've been having goldfinches coming and going, but they have not been too much settled down yet. I'm not so sure we're going to get finches settled down at all in the wintertime, though I have seen years where it didn't happen until February, so it could happen.
Larry, I've got to ask you, when you say, oh, it's the same 7 at my bird feeder, does that same 7 include the wild turkeys?
No, that's number 8. When I'm saying same 7, I'm talking about the songbirds. But yeah, I probably should have mentioned that. The Elite 8, does that make you sound better?
Yeah, I love it.
The same 7 are the black-capped chickadee, the 2 kinds of nuthatches, white-breast and red-breast nuthatch, blue jays, and 3 kinds of woodpeckers, downy, a hairy, and a red-bellied. If you add those up, they equal 7. Yeah, the turkeys are in almost every day, but they don't come every day. They've been showing up as a flock at about midday. They hang around for about an hour and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and then they go off again. So, yeah, that would be number 8 on the list. And then, of course, the goldfinches, if you throw those in, I can say 9 and end up with a normal 9. Now, there are plenty of other things. Every walk I take, I hear or see the ravens and crows. They are around. They're a constant companion. They're just out there all the time. And then this morning, this was beautiful, 6 o'clock in the morning, nice and dark and cold, and a barred owl was calling. So it's always neat to have things like that going on. Other things of note, I like to do at this time of year, I like to just look at the trees. They are really cool. You know, we had lots of change that happened in the last 2 weeks. We had all that snow end of December that just coated all the trees with snow. And for some, it really bent down branches. I had many of the smaller branches break off from the deciduous trees. The spruce trees, of course, held on to the snow, but they bent down the branches. So it was just a spectacular sighting. Well, along with the weather following, we reached 40 degrees one day. That was on the 4th of January. And with conditions like that, plus the rain that we had, a lot of that snow, or almost all that snow, left the trees, and now the trees are looking bare. But if you take a closer look, there's more out there. There are trees that still have seeds on them. There are trees that still have catkins on them. And then there are a few trees that decide to keep their leaves. I just think it's a neat thing to take a look at right now, you know, look at the forest. And there's probably no better time of year except in the wintertime to learn about the different kinds of conifers as well. So, as always, Lisa, it's going to be a terrific winter weekend, and I suggest getting out and enjoying it. And how about a little photo trip? Wouldn't that be great?
I think a little photo safari is just what the doctor ordered, Larry.
Okay, well, take care.
Thanks so much, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an educator, author, naturalist, and longtime host of the program, which you can hear every single Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.